Before we learn further, I would like to go over a very difficult Gemara we had learned yesterday, and Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Perhaps we'll get a little clearer in the sugya. Let's just go over quickly the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbeloza ha'oichul chaylev bizman hazeh, tzor sheyichtev lo'ishiyur, shemayovi bezden acher, v'yarbe b'shiyurim. He has to write down the exact amount that he had eaten, because maybe the later bezden, the bezden that will be bizman b'yas ha'mashiyach, will be mavara that there's a different shiur. Mayarbe b'shiyurim, ineime de mechayvi kolben akezayis kotten. If they'll say that is a chiyuv kolben an akezayis kotten, that means the bezden shebizmaneinu paskin that the shiur kezayis is a kezayis beinani. They'll paskin that is a chiyuv kolben an akezayis kotten. Posanya shalaisa seno bishkogeva oshem, ashov mi diosoi may be kolben al shigigosoi, loishov mi diosoi eini may be kolben al shigigosoi. So the Gemara says that if Bezdin later will decide that the Shir Kezayis is smaller, he's stamazai potter from a kolben because it's not shov mi diosoi. Elo the loy mechayvi kolb nadike kezayis godl. Maybe Bezdin will later decide that you need that the kezayis is larger. That's the memra of Rabbi Elozer, that one should write down what size kezayis he ate, jumbo, large, small, medium. So you should know that that's negaya. Later Bezdin might decide that the shiur zayis is larger, and therefore be part of a makom. So it shouldn't be in chulam bazar. That was one gemara we learned. Then we learned another gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan shiurim ba'inshin aloch lemaisha misinai. And then we hear a barais in this. Tanya nami hochi shiurim shal oinshin haloch lamayshim isinai. This shiurim haloch lamayshim isinai. Acherem oimrim beiz dine shal yayvetz tiknum. That the din shiurim beiz dine shal yayvetz tiknum. So the Gemara asks, Vaksiv eila ha-mitzvah sheinovi reshoi lechadish dover meyato. Hakademi mesaken shiurim. Leshokrum vechozru v'yostum. So I'd like to say over three things which I saw today on this Gemara, which will enlighten us a little in the Gemara. The Brisker Rav asks, the Chidushim and Yume, he asks a Shaila, is Rabbi Elozer said, we have to be chayish, that maybe the Bezdin, Bezman, Bias HaMashiach will be mevarer the size of the Kezayis, it was too small, too big. He says, how could you have such a thing if the Gemara says, Shiurin aloch lamayshim misinai? How could it be a machlokes? One bezin, another bezin, it's aloch lamayshim misinai. So how could there be machlokes and bati dinim about this? So on this kasha, the Brisker Rav says two terutzim. First he wants to say a posha to Teretz. He wants to say that could be Shiurin aloch lamayshim misinai was that the aloch lemaishim misinai was that there is a shir kezayis. But what size kezayis? Jumbo, large, medium? That there was no aloch lemaishim misinai. That was nitam lebezdin to decide. So the melech, so it could be the bezdin bizmaneinu held it's a zayis beinani. The bezdin bizman mashiach will hold it's a zayis ktana, zayis gdoila. That's one teretz he wants to say. Then he says, according to the acherim, he says, what is pshat? Acherim oimrim that there was bezden shal yayvetz tiknum. There was shokchum v'chozo v'yostum. So he says, according to the acherim, pshat was this aloha moishim misinai, that this is the shir, there was aloha moishim misinai, azayis, this is the shir zayis. Aloha moishim misinai could be was given azayis, a medium zayis, whatever that was given with all the protim. But then it was shokchum. Then we forgot the loch lemaishim misinai. So now, what happened? So now, Yaivitz, Asniel ben Knaz, was Machzer Bilpulay. The Gemara says there were many halachas that were nishtakech b'mei evloi shel Moshe. So they forgot, they didn't know. The halacha Meshisini we don't have anymore. So what happened? Asniel ben Knaz was mevara b'pulay. His bezel was mevara that the Zayas is to be Zayas Beinani. He says, this is a birur of bezdin. That means, the loch of Meishini we don't have now. So now, bezdin is mevarer that this was the loch of Meishini Sinai. But we're working now without a loch of Meishini Sinai. So the bezdin later could be chaylik on this bezdin. That if you're mevarer, the desire says to be like this, we hold fakel. Desire says to be smaller or larger. So he says, it could be that Rabbi Lozer is going according to the Achirim. So then it's totally takin bezdin. We have a machloikis tanoim about the shiurim. The shiurim that we have now, are they aloch lemoishim esinai, or the shiurim we have now are they originate from Asniel ben Knaz? He says he found in Yerushalmi state that Rabbi Lozer is like the Achirim. So Memele, that's one Nekuda. A second Nekuda I saw, Rabbi Chonon, in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, in Simen Dalet, asks, Amor de Kekashe. He asked the Kasha, we had once mentioned this Rabbi Chanan. The Gemara says in Erevin that before the Baskel, that between Beishami and Beisilu, that was Machi, Alochi, Ke Beisilu, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. You can do whatever you want. So, he brings others ask a Kasha, so the rice, you should say something, the rice of lechumre. I said, you can do whatever you want. So he brings a Ramban, in Parsha Shoiftim, the Ramban says as follows, Val mashmois daitom nitan lono teure, afilu yitu. The way Chazal will understand the teure, that's how the teure was given. And then he brings the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvitz, Ki ha-Teira nitna lonu ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-Sholem b'ksav. We have the Teira b'ksav. V'goli hu shelo yishtavu ha-deyis b'chol ha-ikrim anilodem. Now we have a Teira she-b'ksav, and you have to understand that people, different people have different opinions. So Memela, so there'll be different opinions how to understand Torah. V'chotach lonu yisala hadin. So the Rabbi Nishlam told us, shenishma lebez nagodl. V'chol ma'ashe yoyim. We should listen to bez nagodl. Ve'in shekiblu perushim imenu. Oy sheyoyim rukach ma'ashvo yisa Torah. V'kavonosu lefidaitom. They hold, this is pshat. Ki al ha'ashmois shelohem. The Torah was given to us the way they understand Torah. The Torah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who gave us the Torah, told us, Shelo yoymer bal hamachloikes, aich atel la'atzmi zeh, Banoichi yedeya bevadei shem toyim, vihinei noim aloi bekach ata mitzuve. I mean, Torah is the way they understand, the way Bezdin understands, so the Bezdin Agodol understands. Uchi inyin she noag Rav Yeshua in Rav Gamliel b'yoyim ha-kipurim shchaliyiz b'cheshboinoi, k'may shehuske b'meseches Rosh Hashanah, that Fakelti told them Atam Afilo Toim Afilo Mezidim Betoim Mezidim. Torah was nitten al pi daitom. So he says Lefize Sofik b'machloikes chachomim. We have a Sofik b'machloikes chachomim. Ein edoyim l'shal sveikes. He says, like, let's say you have a machlekes of trei. Two says he gave a get, two said he didn't give a get. So there's a machlekes and metzias. The metzias was one. So there you don't know what to do. Is she a grusha? Is she not a grusha? So there you have to know the metzias. So there's a mokim of sofik daraisa lechumre. Avul besveike de pluktes chachomim, ein asofik al hadin mitzad atzmoy eichel be'emes. Rav Yeva machloikes chachomim, so the sofik is not, as a sofik in metzias, the sofik is, did he give a get or didn't he give a get? When you have a machloikes in chachomim, the sofik is not, did Rabbein Shalom mean this or did Rabbein Shalom mean that? The zenigel on the klal meise. What's geht mir on what Rabbein Shalom meint? Ve'ein ha-sofik elo al eize me'achachomim tzorech lismach yoyser. Ba'al mi mehem kivna ha-toyre ba-mamora la shofet ha-shiyya b'yom imahem. That's our sofik. Our sofik is what Rabbein Shalom meant geht mir nicht on. That's not the gay. As we don't have to pass can have the Rabbein Shalom meant. The Rabbein Shloilom said, we have to feel zich ala shayvet ha-shiyya b'yom imahem. So we have to know who's the shayvet we have to go to. That's a whole sofik. Weil sehr kostet Jemin ist Smeul, weil viel mehr immer noch an Jemin zu Smeul, was ist der Kachol Asher Yerucha. So my Meili says in the Machlekes, bei Shammai and bei Silu, but that's the only Sofik, who did the Torah mean, was ist der Kachol Asher Yerucha. So since both of them were a Bezden, she ruyin lahiro, so you can do whatever you want. So therefore you can go to Bei Shammai, you can go to Bei Silu, no problem. Verkehrt. Veinat kemina lemaisa mimehem kivin ala emes lamitoi. I just have to do what Bezdin says. I don't have to do more than Bezdin says. So now, here's a problem with our Gemara. Our Gemara steht if it's nitazoi. Our Gemara steht that if he ate a kizayis, and this Bezdin said that it was a chotzishir, the other Bezdin said later that it was a shear, so the kizayis is much smaller, so he has to bring a comb. No, there's a psaloch, shav midiyosa, but this he has to bring a comb. Why do you have to bring a comb? L'chayra d'aloch is that you have to listen to what Bezdin said. So Rabbi Chonon is mevayer as follows. So he said, this is the Lashon of Rabbi Chanan. He says as follows. So Oichel Chaylev Bizman Hazeh B'Kizayis Kotten. He ate Bizman Hazeh Kizayis Kotten Shelvidas Chachmei Zmanoi Upoches Mekishir. He ate Bizmanoi Chazal, the Bezden Paskin, that a Zayis is a Zayis Beinini. He ate less than a Zayis Beinini. Is totally bizet. So it depends like this. Im yoda hadin shehu chatzi shir. If you knew as a chatzi shir, besomach al divrei chachmei zmanoi. Az afilo im yisbar iracha kach lachachmei hadoi ha'osti chu shir sholem. Mikol mokim ein olav iso shalachila shir sholem. Shrei hu ha yitzorich lishmoi lachachmei doiroi. Akelt, he did what the Torah says. Was Gatemon that they made a mistake. They weren't mechavent. I have to listen to them. They held that a shir kizayis is a chai zayis beinini. Finished, I ate a chotzi shir. No tainus. Avo, im ochal chelev b'shoigik, mipnei sheho yesovo shehu shumen. He ate chelev, that when he ate, he not because this is a chotzi shir. The bezden paskness is a chotzi shir. He ate because he thought this was shuman. What's wrong? This is kosher shuman. V'loisomach klal be'eis achilosoi al chachmei doiroi shupachas mikishir. That means not he ate it because he relied on bezin. He ate it because this is shuman. V'achar kach nizbare lechachmei hadoir abo shuhu shir sholei. Later he found that the bezin, bizman mashiach wopaskin, rabbi, you ate a shir sholei. Roy she yischayev bekol. Then he's mechuyev bekol. That's our Gemara. Do ineme, de kamish maye galye she emes kedivre hachomim achoinim. If we will assume, now we go in Himmel already. If we will assume that the first Beis Din made a mistake, that means in Himmel he ate a kezayis. V'nimtza da ochal shir shalom, he ate a kezayis. The kivin shelo yoda klal shehu chaylev, since he did not know that this is chaylev, v'imkein loy somach ba'achilosoy al chachmei doiroi. He didn't rely on Bezden. He didn't rely on Bezden. So Memele, so the whole heter that you can do al yamin shu smoil and segeit menishan was tutzach in Himmel, that is if davke, if you're doing it because Bezden said you should do it. So then I'm innocent. There's no problem. Bezden said that this is the din, so I'm allowed to do it. I'm not doing an aveda. But that is only if you're doing it al piyeroas Bezden. But the minute he's not doing it al piyeroas Bezden, he ate it not because Bezden said this is a chotzi shir. He ate it because he thought this was shuman. So memele, dan dach mekukim bus tutzach in Himmel. And if the last Bezden will be mevare that in Himmel they hold that this is a shir sholem, so he's chayiv achatos. That's the Gemara. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Now the Gemara said, but there's a special halacha in Hilchis Kabonis. There's a din of shav midiyosoy. That means, if he would have known that this is chaylev, what would the din be then? So if he would have known that it's chaylev, the ilo hayyedeye b'shas achilosei shu chaylev, oso yonechshev etzlei pochis mikishir, then if he would have known that it's chaylev, so then the reason for eating it was because it's a pochus mikashir, that's why he ate it. The reitzorich lishmoyel divrei chachmei doirei afim eine emes ki divreiem. Val keinav da'achshav loy nishtan adin mikvishu emes, aber kivin shloy ochal mipnei hayroas chachmei doirei, shu pochus mikashir, mikom okim gzeres akosav ulinyin kom dinin shav midiyosoi. There's a besondere din in Korban that if he would have known, he wouldn't have eaten it. And here, if he would have known, he would have eaten it because then he would be doing al piyayroas bezin. So that's why he's potter from a Korban. So there's a psanu alocha of shav midiyosa. But al the etzim zach, since he did not know, if he did not do it al piyayroas bezin, So then, therefore, he doesn't have the heter vasisa kol hashayiruch, that you go to the Beis Din Nahim. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, pshat na gemara. Now, one more nekuda became nisbara to me. I found, Rabbi Shimon in Shara Yosher. We mentioned this yesterday, but Rabbi Shimon says it a little clearer, and perhaps with what Rabbi Shimon says, we could for another kasha that the Gevur, he brings, the Rabbi Chanan brings down from the Gevuras Ari and our Gemara. Rav Shimon in Shara Yoyshe, Shar Aleph, Perik Beis asks that, the Gemara says it's not Shov Midiyosoi, because if he would have known that it's Chaylev, he still would have eaten it, because it's a Chotzi Shir. So Rav Shimon asks, what do you mean? Chotzi shir is awesome in a Torah, in the Rabbanons. What do you mean? If you would have known that it's chayil, if you would have eaten, he wouldn't have eaten the chotzi. They say it's chotzi shir, but chotzi shir is also awesome. Halacha, we pass in chotzi shir is awesome in a Torah. So this is the lashon of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon answers, even the iser zeh shall chotzi shir iser acher. The Isser of Chotzi Shir is another Isser. Ve'einoi chayiv chatos al Isser ze shal Chotzi Shir. There's no chayiv chatos on the Isser of Chotzi Shir. Ve'al ma she'onu boim l'chayvoi chatos, an achiv chata shinir alav in kores. Ho yo heter b'sha sha'ochal. That means the shaila was that if he would have known that this is chaylev, there would not be an iser chaylev that's machayev akom. If you know that's chaylev, there's another iser, there's an iser of chotzi shir. But it's called, it's mutter legabi, the legabi, the chiyuv. It's not a chaylev that yechayev kolbana. That al kaponim, that, it's not a chaylev that yechayev kolbana. Because a chaylev yechayev kolbana, there has to be a lav on it, there has to be kogos on it. This is a chaylev that not yechayev kolbana, because it's a chotzi shir. Aber mashal no boim lechayev echatos, ho yeheter b'sha sha'ochu. Hainu, that means als the chiyuv kolban, als the chiyuv kolban, he would be this is not a chaylev that you chayev a kolban. Shemachi poter mechatos. That's why he's poter mechatos, because this is a chaylev that afilu I know that it is chaylev. I'm legabi the chiyuv kolban. I'm allowed to eat it. Even though alta zaiti gezach I'm not a lid alt chotzi shir says chosil it's terufe, but al kaponim alt als the isa chaylev I'm allowed to eat it. The isa chaylev hamachayve kolben I'm allowed to eat it. So that's called loyshov midiyose. That's more or less we said this yesterday, but this is the lashon of Rab Shimon and Shara Yoyshe. So I thought perhaps with this we could for emfer a kasha that Rabbi Chanan brings down a moiridike kasha. The Gemara says in Yevamis that what is the din if an Isha comes to Bezdin and Eidim say, and Eidechot, Eidim say, Meis Bailo, that the husband died when she got married, and later the husband comes back alive. So it's a Shrek. So the Gemara there is Metzadid that Yitiru Lenosei, Bezdin said she's allowed to get married, and she got married, she's potter from a kol. There's a rose Bezdin, but she's, that, so she's potter from a kol. Bezdin said she's allowed to get married, so she got married, and now he's alive, that's, from Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, that what happens if it was Itirul in Osei, and she was Mizana with someone else, then the husband comes back alive, then you'll kill her. Then she's chayv, or she's chayv a kolb nach kapon, she's the one who was the maize, al kapon, she's chayv a kolb. Because there was only itiru li nose, the heter was only on nisuin. There was no heter on znus, so memele on znus, so she is a din of a shaykh. So the Gvur Sari asks Akashe, over here also, since it's a chotzi shir, so memel there was no heter to eat it. Bezdin wasn't matter to eat it. It's a chotzi shir. So how could you say over here that it's called loyshov midiyos? If he would have known, he would still have eaten. If he would eat it, here there's no heter bepoil to eat it because it's a chotzi shir. So the gvor sari is medame. A chotzi shir to zinso. Just like if bezin, that means in order for it to be mutter, you have to hear that bezin should say you're allowed to do it. Bezin is to say you're allowed to do it. If bezin didn't say that you're allowed to be mezanis, I'm a mele on znus, she's called a shaygig. That's the Gvura Sari's kasha. So the Gvura Sari says, so he was here also, Bezdin didn't say you're allowed to eat it. Yeah, where the Yeskas is a chotzi shir. It's a chotzi shir. Are you allowed to eat it? No, we never said you're allowed to eat it. Chotzi shir, not allowed to eat. So Memele, so why is this called Loishov Midiyosai? Bezdin never said you're allowed to eat it. That's the Gvura Sari's kasha. So the way Rab Shimon says, Pshat Nagamore, he says, we're speaking about the Isser Lav of Chaylev. That's his Loshen. V'almash on the boy m'chay v'chatas hoya heter b'sho she'ochal. Haynish lo hoya peirish min achilosim mishum zeh. Shemochi potter m'chatas. That means, by znus, the Isser, Eishes Ish, Besdin was only mata nesuin. I mean, Besdin says like this, we're not bali ruach hakodesh. We don't know if your husband is dead or not. So with a cheshbon, with a lomdis, matay chaymesh, shechmata, lebesoife, kalta, betchilos, whatever a cheshbon is for, we mata this isereishis ish, letzoyrich nesuin. But cheshbon is, mishamiguna kila baraba. But this Issa we never were matter for Znus. You don't have a heter from Znus. This is a heter. It's a geboit heter. It's not, we know that he's dead. We, Paskin, you're permitted to assume that he's dead. L'gabi what? L'gabi getting married. But we never said you're permitted to assume he's dead if you want to be Mazana. We never said that. So Memele, if you're Mazana, so Memele, you're a Shaygik. There's no hitiru on Znus. That is the Gemara in, so the male, there never was a heter on the Isser HaShishis L'Gabi's news. The way Rav Shimon explains over here, the Isser HaShishir is something else in Gansen, but L'Gabi the Lav, we said there's no Lav on this. That we said Klo. If you ask us if you're allowed to eat it, I'll eat it, Chol Shishir. But we gave a heter that this is not a chaylev that there's a Lav on. That means, for example, if there's a din, a chaylev, a chayla sheyesh by sakonis, a machilu noise akala kal koidem, so we'll clear, is there a lav on this machel? There's not a lav on this machel. Besdin said there's no lav on this machel. That we said klo. That means we said klo, there's no lav. So the lav lemaise became huta. There's no tutstodim. We said there's no lav. We didn't say you're allowed to eat it because there's an isra of chotzishir on it. But we said there's no lav. So on the lav there was a heter. That's the lashon of Rab Shimon. So memele. So if Besdin says there's no lav, so you can't be mechayev me a kolbin because Besdin said this is a chaylev shein by lav. Perhaps this is efshar teretz on the kasha. Now let us go to Daf Pei Yomid Beis. Kol ha'oichlim. Kol ha'oichlim omar Rav Pope ochal umtze umilcha. If a person ate a piece of raw meat and salt, mitztarif. So the halacha is that the melach, the salt, is mitztarif. Ve'af agav the lav achilei, even though salt is not a machol. Let us see the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Af agav de milcha levado lav machalu. Salt is not a machal. But kiven de ulcha de inchi mechal umtze be milcha mitzav. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. But since people eat meat with salt, raw meat with salt, so memele, so even though be etzem it doesn't have a teiris machal, but since that's the way the meat is eaten, so it gets a din machel from, because that's how you eat it. You eat the machel together with salt. Mitztarfen. So memele, it's mitztarfen. So it gets a din kesevis. Omar Reish Lakish. Tzir shal gabe yerek. The machloik is what this tzir shal gabi yerek means. It means if he dipped in the yerek and tzir, or this is the tzir that dripped out of the yerek. Let's say for practical purposes, the first pshat. He dipped a yerek in mayonnaise for practical purposes. If we assume for 1 minute that mayonnaise is a din mashke. Tzir shal gabi yerek mitztaref l'kekeisebes b'yayim ha-kippur. You had a yerek that was a mashahu less than a keisebes. And you dipped it into a mashke, and together with this mashke, it became now a shir keisebes. Pshite. In fact, mitztaref l'kekeisebes b'yayim ha-kippur, so it's called a heder keisebes. In fact, the Gemara ma'u deteime mashkehu. This is a mashke. Kamash melon, kolach shure uchle uchlo. Since this is machsher the oichel, here's a din of an oichel. Now, I wanted to say two nekudas on this halacha. Nekuda number one, the Gemara says later on Daf Pei Aleph, or Med Aleph, The Gemara says, the halacha is that an oichel and a mashke is not mitzarech. That means if a person will eat a mashu less than a keseves, and he'll drink a mashu less than meloy lugmov, oichel and mashke are not mitzarech. The Gemara says, the reason is that there's no yesuvei daita. If there's less than a keseves of oichel, or there's less than a meloy lugmov of mashke, there's no yesuvei daita. Some meila. That's why it's not mitzarev. This doesn't bring yesuvei daita. This doesn't bring yesuvei daita. Fine. That's how it was kimlu l'chazal. So l'chayre, it's meiridik modne. Let us assume for an example that mayonnaise has a teiras mashke. So let us, a person will take a piece of fish that is a mashu less than a keseves, he eats up the fish. After he eats up the fish, he goes and takes some mayonnaise less than a meloy lugmov, and he eats up this mayonnaise. So what's the halacha? Garnished. No yisuvi daita. Oichel a mashke. No yisuvi daita. But the same person, he dipped in the piece of fish into the mayonnaise. Oh! Called, here the Gemara says alum this, kolach shurei uchlu uchlu. And now this yisuvi daita. It's muyim dik. It tasted better, that's for sure. It tasted better. The fish with the mayonnaise together tasted better than the fish plain with the mayonnaise plain. But we see from the Gemara, it's more than that. That the fish with the mayonnaise on it, that's yisuvei daita. I think it's a mechudishnik. It's a moridike chidish. As I is this. I mean, the Gemara is speaking about other things. The Gemara says, "Alom this kol achshiri uchlo uchlo." If you machshir anoichel, also said the noichel. But here we have different criteria. The criteria is it the yisuvei daita on this? Afal pikin, the Gemara weiss, that's called this yisuvei daita. It becomes a yisuvei daita from this achil. That's one nekude. Another nekude, I mean, we have here, before we had a memra of Rav Popper. Rav Popper said that the salt is mitzurev to the basar. And it's also, it gets a din oichel. It's called a yimitzavet to the shir kesebes. Now Rish Lakish said that the mashke also gets a dinoichel. Kalach shuri uchlo uchlohu. I mean, could be, what is he moisif on the salt? Could be there's a chiddish over here, a bigger chiddish. That means, legabi the salt that's a matnishkan teiris machel. It's not a machel salt. Salt is a tablin. So memele, so there could be the halacha is that since the tavlin is machshir, the oichel, that's a yit oichel, so it's bottled to the oichel, gets a shame oichel. So you're making from not oichel oichel. But here, it has a shame mashke. I mean, it's a mashke mitzad atzmoy, the tzir. So perhaps I would think that it doesn't lose its entity to lose it and to become an oichel. It could be that's what Reish Lakish was meisav. Reish Lakish was meisav. I feel by a mashke, it also loses its entity and it gets a shame oichel. Let us see Rashi. Umtze umilche she'oler. The salt which was on it. Achshurei uchle. Mashke habole masek esa oichel uchlehu. The mashke that wants to be matim, the oichel, also gets a din oichel. There's a yesuvei daito. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Reish Lakish, ha-oichel achille gase b'yoyim ha-kippurim poto. Mai taime asher lo isu unexiv. That the iser of Yom Kippur is, the iser is by eating, you're being mevatel the inui. You should not do a thing which is mevatel the inui. Prat le mazik. The person who eats an achille gase, this is a mazik. Zogt Rashi, prat le mazik, lo ze, she'enei mevatel mimenu shum inui a yedei achille zu. This achille will not be mevatel any inui from him. Ele maziku es a oichlin bes atzmoi. He's mazik himself, he's mazik da oichlin. Now, here I also don't understand why Rashi is moisif that he's mazik da oichlin. That would he's mazik himself, I understand. That means the Gemara is saying that there's no nutritious value from this achila. He's filled to the, he's bulging already. So there's no nutritious value to the, from this achila. He's not gaining from it. He's going to get sick from it. It's not, he's not gaining from it. So Memelus has not called, he was Mevatel the Inui through this achila. Fine. So he's mazik himself. So it's not called he's taking away the Inui. He's making himself sicker. Fine. That's good. But that what Rashi says, he's Lomaziku Esa Oichlin, which is also true, but L'chayr, I don't understand why it's negated to us, that we should not, what Shaykh is, Yomazik Toichlin, Nishmazik Toichlin, I mean, what Shaykh is, does this have to the Chiyuv of Yom Kippur? Let us just see the Taisus Yishonim on this halacha. Ha'ichal achil, the bottom Taisus Yishonim. Ha'ichal achil agasim yeme kippurim pot. V'odam rinim benozer b'hoiriyes, kabi shnei b'nei odom shetzolu pischeim. Echad ochloi l'shem achil agasim. V'echad ochloi l'shem mitzvah. Izze she'ochloi l'shem achil agasim u'poishim yikoshlu bo. So that one, they ate the same korban Pesach, but the one who ate it, achila gase, poishim yikoshlu bom. That's what the Gemara says. That the one who eats it, l'shem mitzvah, sadikim yelchul bom, and the one who ate it, l'shem achila gase, poishim yikoshlu bom. Omalei, so the Gemara asks, lahai roshe koris lei, he's a roshe, nahei doloi oved mitzvah min hamuvcha. No, there was not such a mehudetik a mitzvah. Aber mitzvah mi yehovit, but he did a mitzvah, he ate a chilagasa, no, it's not the tayova, and it wasn't us, but he did a mitzvah, alma achilagasa, shmo achila. So Tais was asking, here by Tais is not called an achilin gansen. For I'm a rabbi, she has chilag ba achilas, she has achilagasa, mo'oid, she kotz lechel, v'yesh lo hosheine gasa kol kach. So the Gemara, Nozir is speaking about, he doesn't have an appetite for the food. It's felt like teyavain, so it's not mitzvah min amuvcha, but al kaponim, so, but that's called, he was mekayim mitzvah sachila. Masha enkein over here was speaking about that it's disgusting about ishekotz lechel. So that's what Taisvi says. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Abirmiya Omar Ishlokish, Zor sha'ochal truma achila gase, Mishale mesakeren ve'ene mishale mesachayim. It's like this, the halacha is that a zor who eats truma b'shoigig, so he pays tashlumei truma keren v'choymish mechulem mesukonim, and it becomes truma. That's dafke if he ate it ki yoichol a prat lemazik. Here is a mazik. He's and the mele, so here there's no din of tashlumei truma. So pay keren, he won't pay chaydish. Zukt Rashi, zor shochol truma b'shoigi, shechayvoy akosuv tashlumei keren v'choymish, potroim ochla la soive, prat le mazik es hatrume. Here it's called, he's mazik the truma, he's not eating the truma, he's mazik the truma. Yeah. Yeah. Here the Gvura Sari asks a kasha. He asks two kashas over here. He says, the first chiddush, Mishalem es hakeren, he doesn't understand what the chiddush is. The first chiddush, a mazik pays keren, so what's the chiddush? Ve'enei Mishalem es hachoymish, so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is he doesn't pay choynish, because it says ki yoichal. So it says, if he says ki yoichal, so, good, so, he says, why was this necessary to be mentioned by Zor Shochol Truma B'Shoigik? I mean, say by all Isurim, a person will eat something on Achila Gasa, a person will eat Nevela, Achila Gasa, whatever it is, so he won't, but that's not called an Achila. Why did he Dafke Chapon Truma? That's the second Kasha. I mean, from the Lashon of Rashi is very interesting. Here Rashi says, Prat le mazik es hatrume. I mean, l'chayre, we would say fakert. L'chayre, here we could also say l'chayre, but if it's mazik as atzmoy. Here, weiss doch ois, ish ki yoichol koidish, prat le mazik es, ki yoich, prat if he's mazik the koidish. So Rashi, it would seem, I mean, l'chayre, Rashi, why it is that way, weiss ich nicht. But it could very well be, that means bishloime by trume, the din is you have to eat trume, if you're mazik the trume, it's considered you're mazik the trume. So memele, you're mazik the trume, so there's no chiyav chaymish, that's the din. But could be by other isurim, I'm mazik the nevele, here there's no... Why the tashlumei truma, the chiyuv is why you ate truma. Truma should be eaten by kahanim, not by you. So I'm telling you, I didn't eat the truma, I was mazik the truma. If I'll burn truma. I'm not chachayiv. The chiyuv is if a zor eats truma. So memele, here it's considered I was mazik the truma. That means the chiyuv is if the usage which should have been by the kahanim came about through you, you have to pay kahanim v'chaymish. No, I didn't. I forget I was mazik the truma. But could be legabi nevela. The iser is not for eating the nevela. This is that's the din of the gavre. If you ate a nevela, you're chayiv. So I mean, it could be that this is not called mazik es atzmai. Before Rashi mentioned mazik es atzmai, but here for some reason Rashi doesn't mention mazik es atzmai. So could be this achila gasa. Maybe speaking about a different achila gasa. Basically, it could be. I mean, it would not apply by nevela. Let's go a little further. We'll try to elaborate a little bit more on this nekuda. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shekoyseis Sa'orim Shel Trume. The first was a member of Rabbi Yirmiyah Reish Lakish. That a Zor that ate a chila gas of Trume. Now he says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shekoyseis Sa'orim Shel Trume. A Zor that chewed up Sa'orim Shel Trume, Mishal Masaker, and there Mishal Masachoymish. Ki yoichol prat lemazik. She koyseis, Rashi says, kol dobu shu oichloi shaloi kederach achilosoi, kori lei koyseis. It's not the way soirim should be eaten. Soirim should be cooked, not eaten raw. Now, lochere, we have to understand over here, so lochere, a new memre of Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ki yoichol prat lemazik. So we had the same memory before. He's talking about achila gasa. He's talking about zor shekoyseis as oirim. I mean, what is each one moisiv? So dachsimir Rabbi Yochanan is saying amoyer de kechidish. Rabbi Yochanan is saying achidish lahaloche. The din is, what is the din if a person eats soirim, raw soirim? So the aloche is, you have to make a broche. Shakal mi yibid vore. So weiss doch ois that lemaise it's considered he's deriving benefit from it. Yes, I know from it, else he wouldn't make a broche. No, there's a besondere din of ki yoichol prat lemazik that is mazik the soir, is mazik the trume. That's not called an achilas ha-soire because the soire is eaten better. So here we zicha see a new halacha. That means that even though this is called a maisa achila, for the Gabi himself it's called he was nene, but afal pikein, since the trume was not eaten the way it should have been eaten, so it's called, he was mazik the trume. The chiyuv of trume. And here it's a bigger chiddush, even though the gabi, he had a hano. He derived benefit from it. So there are benefit of alpike, and this is called, you were mazik the sa'ira. So this is like a bigger chiddush than the din of achila gase. Or it could be, even though actually it's also mazik as a trume, but here it's called, here there's less of a mazik because, Avopikin, this also falls into the category of mazik. Omar Rav Shizvi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Zor Shebola Shizfin Shel Trumen. A Zor that swallowed prunes, which were Trumen, Vikion, And then we'll see the kiyan pasha means they vomited them out. For ochlon acha, and then someone else ate them. Is rishin mishalin keren v'choymish. So the first one will pay keren v'choymish to the bailim, because that's called an achila. That's called an achila. That's not called a mazik. That's, you can eat it like that. Shani, the second one, he ate something which was already, that was the hikion. So the Bahima doesn't have l'chayra teres oichol, in mishalim ela demay eitzim l'rishim bilbat. He, by the second one, it doesn't have a shame trum anymore. It loses the shame machol, but it could have been used as fuel. So Mamela, how much it is worth for fuel, that's how much he pays the Rishon. He doesn't pay the Bailam, he pays the Rishon. Let us see what Rashi says. Shazif in Prunz Belaz, Shebola Beloiksis. He didn't chew it up, he swallowed it. Rishon Mishal and Kerab Chaymish, Af, he Derech Achila. Bli is also called Derech Achila. Vishaini Mishalim Demei Eitzim L'Rishon. Sherei konon horishen, the rishen was already koine this trume, v'nishaye v'teshlimayim, v'hein ein in the Osman. Shaini Mishand may eatsim l'rishin, shrei konam horishin, the rishin was kainet already. So dachsich me, Rashi means, but the rishin was kainet, I think Rashi means it was kainet b'shini maise, that's the din, a gazlin is kainet b'shinui. So the after the hikion, that's called a shini already. So he was kainet b'shinui, v'nischai, I think that's what Rashi means, nischayev b'tashlomeyim. So now he has to pay for it, but this is his already. V'hein einan ruyis oid elo lasok. And now it's not roi l'achil anymore, it's only roi for fuel. So mamela, so he'll pay the sheni, will pay the rishin, the me'eitz. Now let us see the Taisus Yishonim. Zor shebola shezifin v'ikiyon, v'sheni en mishalom elo de me'eitzim bulbat. Taima l'Rebbe. The hoche mashme k'shehikiyom bitlon. When he spit it out, it's a batla. It doesn't have a shem oichel. L'chosu l'meichel klau. It became ois oichel. And look, my eitz in ba'al mahabe. Be'ilu b'shile gid ha'noshem rinin. The ochel chatzi zayis v'hikiyoy. V'chozar u'boloi, and then he swallowed the same chatzi zayis, the chayiv. So he's chayiv, shreinene, groine, b'kezayis. So we see, after v'hikiyoi, it still has a shame chaylev, it's called a machol, and he's chayiv on it. Matzino l'meimar, d'hosam mayri sheloi befono, ki goin shelo yoda shehikiyoi. So Taisus wants to make an akimte. Tosfos wants to say that if he's aware that this was once thrown up, so then it loses a shem oichel for the person. It's disgusting. But if he doesn't know about it, so memele, so it's chosi la'achila. So that Gemara is speaking about he doesn't know about it. Now Gemara is speaking about that he does know about it. So memele, the shame machal is relative. It's totally, if you know about it, if you know what happened with it or not. That's what Tosfos wants to say. So the Shash wants to be mitzadet to say a different tale. So the Shash wants to say that the emerson, there's a difference if the same person swallows it or someone else swallows it. The same person swallowed it, so it could be that here's a shame machal agabi himself. He's not too big of a mufunik. Someone else that swallowed it, they're ready, it loses the shame oichel. That's what the Shash wants to say.